February inflation inched up to 4.1% year-on-year from 4% in January. The first rise in 3 months sparked by food and transport price increases. January retail sales, in the meantime, recorded positive growth of 1.2% in January after a shock decline in December. Dennis Dykes, who's chief economist at Nedbank, joins us in studio now to discuss what these prints suggest about the direction of the economy given the electricity crisis that persists, along with the tariff hike anticipated from Eskom and fuel levy increases, which take effect in April. Thanks so much, Dennis, for joining us in studio this evening. So key data points coming through today, and I want to start off with the inflation print rising slightly to 4.1%, still below the midpoint of the Reserve Bank's target range of 3 to 6%. What's your reading of the number that's come through today?
Yeah, look, it wasn't too bad. What it really is telling you is that there's no demand pull inflation in the economy. Because if you look at things like, for example, furniture prices, new motor vehicle prices, semi-durable and durable goods, inflation is very, very low, 2-3%, that sort of range, indicating that there's no pricing power from retailers. Mm-hmm. Food prices on a year-on-year basis not looking too bad either, but and I think there's some special factors in there. Foot and mouth driving down meat prices, which is going to be reversed at some stage, but for the moment actually not looking too bad. So it looks quite good on the face of it, but as you say, unfortunately we've now got rising fuel price. We think that the March the increase that we're going to see at the end of this month will be over a rand, which obviously is going to hurt quite a bit for the consumer's pocket and also push up the inflation number, and that generally we're going to actually now move up back towards the midpoint of the range for a period.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the year, we'll probably go back above 5, a little bit above 5%.
Yeah. Even stripping out something like fuel prices, so if you're looking at core inflation, it's sitting stable at 4.4%. It's the miscellaneous goods and services category, though, which covers items like insurance or personal effects, that's registered the fastest pace of increase over the month, growing 5.6%. Mm. How concerned should we be about an element like that?
Not very, because what tends to happen is you have once-off items that are only measured on a quarterly or an annual basis, and then it influences the month-to-month very significantly, but then you get zeros for the next few months.
Okay.
So I wouldn't really concentrate too much. The insurance item, I think, was about 6.4% month-on-month, but I think that's really just also like an annual review rather than a monthly inflation that's starting to gallop.
Yeah. Of course, it's all of this that the Reserve Bank looks at when it evaluates its next interest rate move, subdued inflation, and a more dovish tone being adopted by central banks globally, raising hopes of the bank holding back on interest rate increases for now. What's your call ahead of next week?
Yeah, I think they're going to have it will be steady rates. I don't think they'll move interest rates at this point. I think obviously the fact that the rand has weakened quite a bit and the oil price has moved up quite significantly will make them somewhat unhappy. But as you say, on a global level, people are still looking at fairly dovish monetary policy, and we've got the Federal Reserve basically reporting today as well. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. But the things that were worrying them in November are not really that present. I think, though, as the year progresses, they'll become increasingly hawkish. They'll be worried about inflation expectations. A lot depends, obviously, what's going to happen to the oil price and the rand going forward. But as I say, the danger is that we go back about 5% at around about the same time as we went back about 5% last year, and they take a more hawkish sort of tone.
Especially in the context where, you highlighted no demand pull coming to the fore and some of that pricing power being whittled away at for now. But while that cost push pressure on price appears to be contained, one wonders for how long it can be. Electricity and supply on that end is a big question, because idle capacity during load shedding has severe cost implications for companies that they're going to have to extract from somewhere.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation, because I'm told by when I give presentations to companies, the common message is that they simply cannot pass a lot of these increases through. So it puts them under more pressure, companies come under pressure, obviously that has implications for the number of people that they employ, their fixed investment plans and so forth. So I think the only way they, if they can't put the prices through, then basically they have to actually try and cut on the cost side. And that in itself is unfortunately fairly contractionary for the economy. So it's a worrying situation. It really is a very, very worrying situation. It's precisely the reverse of what we actually need at the moment.
Absolutely. And it's in this context that we've got retail sales numbers coming through as well. Retail spend showing signs of recovery over the January period, growing 1.2% on an annualized basis, slightly faster than analysts had expected. Are you surprised?
No, look, these numbers tend to be very volatile. So in the December figure, we actually had that 5.1% sort of contraction, which is very, very significant. But then a bounce back coming through now. I think if you stand back from it, if you look at the year as a whole for last year, grew by roughly 2%. I think that's probably the underlying sort of trend that we're seeing, somewhere between 1.5-2%. Consumers are being helped a little bit by lower inflation in the short term because their salaries are growing at a quicker rate. But as we move into the second half of the year, we got these negative tax effects. Obviously, there weren't tax rate hikes, but then the thresholds weren't adjusted. So consumers are going to be more and more squeezed as we go forward. And a lot will then depend on employment as well. If you don't see employment growth coming through, then clearly the situation is going to remain very much the same.
Overall, Dennis, what are you pricing in for economic growth for the country this year?
Look, we've been saying 1.3%, but with the stage four that we've seen over the last few
potentially
days.
Potentially
moving higher and certainly persisting for much longer than we had thought. We're busy doing the numbers at the moment, but it certainly looks again like a sub 1% a year again, unfortunately.
Do you think Moody's is going to hold off on a credit rating downgrade come the 29th of March?
Yeah, it's difficult to say. I think what they'll probably do is adjust the outlook, because certainly the outlook has deteriorated significantly since they last looked at the country. And unfortunately, lower growth is also very negative for the fiscus. Lower revenues means a higher deficit, means a higher debt trajectory. So I think they have to express some displeasure, but we're hoping they won't downgrade us in this next review coming up right now, and that they'll wait for the election and then wait to see what sort of policy noise comes out from government. And hopefully it's a lot more business friendly and we get a handle on the Eskom problems. Otherwise, a downgrade is certainly possible later in the year.
Let's leave it there, Dennis. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Dennis Dykes is Chief Economist at Nedbank.